Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The Olympics for 2020 have come and gone, a year late, but it was still quite an event. How many times did you hear, "This is a different Olympics, that's for sure"? Did you watch any of it? Cheer loudly? Get excited? Or maybe yawned? I know, sport isn't everyone's cup of tea. I dipped into it each day, catching up on the roundups and summaries, the little video clips, the news articles, and of course, the medal tallies. I only followed one event from start to finish, and even then I began by listening to it. I listened to the women's triathlon while I was doing some work, and then became so engrossed in the race that I turned on the screen and watched it. The conditions weren't ideal with the rain and slippery surfaces, but that's the deal, isn't it? You take the weather as it is, and everyone has to cope. I was impressed by Britain's Jessica Learmouth's swim, which very much set the pace and spread the contestants. The commentators were giving histories and past performances of Bermuda's Flora Duffy and American Katie Zerifus. And there was another British competitor in the front group, Georgia Taylor Brown. I was watching by this time when I heard the groan of anguish from the commentators and the suggestion that Taylor Brown's bike had a flat tire. It had. But she kept riding and falling behind. I remembered admiring the determination and sheer effort, evident in simply keeping feet in the pedals and the wheels turning. And then the 10-kilometre run began, and I wanted her to catch up to the others, wouldn't that be something, who themselves were spreading out. That's the point of a triathlon, three sports and each contestant has a favourite. And then Georgia Taylor Brown did just that, began to pass the runners in front of her, lap by lap, she was catching up. Yes. And I'm thousands of miles away, watching, but there is simply energy and excitement building in me in the hope that she could achieve a medal. It was weird. She was running, and I was hoping and getting involved. And I was certainly smiling and cheering to see her win the silver medal. All three medal winners had stories of struggles, of injury and loss, and of determination that were to be applauded. And I was aware again, was it still the buzz of cheering, of the power of hope to keep one going forward, going on. That is the story of so much of the Olympics. And it is also the story of life, particularly in this pandemic time, which is so often likened to either a wartime or a time of natural disaster. And hope plays such an important role in how we react to any moment, whatever it is, and how we look to the future. For the Christian, hope is faith looking into the future. Hope isn't simply positive thinking or even a can-do attitude, though they certainly have their places in our life, because Christian hope isn't grounded in us. It is grounded or focused on a cross and an empty tomb, which, if true in the past, it is therefore true now and will be true in the future, however long that is. This hope recognises tough times, long tough times, and holds two things in tension: that the future will get better, even if in the short term that isn't obvious, and that we are not alone in our struggles because our crucified Lord isn't absent. True, we don't see or hear him as we see each other, but through faith, his words and promises hold us and help us in that moment in some way. I can say, I hope to live well, and in Christ, that is a true statement, even on the day of my death. Hope in Christ energizes us because we know God's love through the presence and work of the Holy Spirit to keep going forward, going on, even if one of our tires is flat. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to follow him and walk along the way that leads to eternal life with a sure hope each day. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.